King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon at night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou know'st his telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling?
Sire, he lives a good league hence, underneath a mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes' fountain.
Yesterday, I was asking the question, why did Wenceslas feel the need to help this poor man, wandering around miles from home gathering wood? Well, not discounting that there are folks of all faiths, or none, who are sensitive to the needs of others and who go out of their way to help alleviate suffering, it still seems to me that Christians should be the leading expert in this. There are literally hundreds of verses in the Bible reminding us that it is our duty to care for others less fortunate than ourselves. Early in the Old Testament, we read in Deuteronomy, "If among you one of your brothers should become poor, you shall not harden your heart or shut your hand against your poor brother." And in the New Testament, we hear Jesus himself saying, "When you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you." A modern-day example of Christian selflessness would be Mother Teresa, who had been well taught by her own mother. Although by no means wealthy, Drana Boyajew extended an open invitation to the city's destitute to dine with her family. "My child, never eat a single mouthful unless you are sharing it with others," she counseled her daughter. When Agnes, as she was known as a child, asked who the people eating with them were, her mother uniformly responded, "Some of them are our relations, but all of them are our people." So the answer to why this man is simply, I believe, because of the unique relationship each Christian has with God. As a normal human being, you observe an incident in your daily life. As a caring human being, you start to wonder if it is indicating a need. As a Christian, you pray, "So what's going on here, Lord?" As someone who has the Holy Spirit indwelling, you aren't surprised by the thoughts that come into your head. Ask and find out if there is a need here, and if there is, do something about it. Quite often we are, at least in part, the answer to our own prayers. If a particular need presents itself to us, it's almost certainly no accident. God sees the need first and puts it on the radar of whichever of his servants is nearest or best equipped to respond. There's nothing mystical or hyper-spiritual about a practical response initiated by the usually unspoken cry of one in need and completed by a faithful page awaiting instructions from his or her master. What is amazing is that God is perpetually orchestrating this, and that he uses people like us to bring about his purposes. See you tomorrow.